Welcome to Puyallup Public Library's podcast, Shush with Debbie, where we interview and connect with people of the library, city, Puyallup businesses, and the community. I am Debbie. I work here at the library as outreach technician, where I mostly do outreach, but I really do a little bit of everything. I'm super excited to welcome our fabulous guest, Carl Helbisch, owner of Puyallup business, Castle Motorsports. Welcome, Carl.
Good morning, Deb.
It's so good to see you and have you here.
It's always good to see you, Deb.
Oh. Okay, so we'll start off with a couple questions that I ask all of our guests. And the first one is, tell our listeners who you are and a little about yourself.
Well, my name is Carl Helbisch, as Debbie said. I am from Puyallup, Washington, born and raised.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Perfect.
Born in the hospital right up that hill there.
Oh, yeah. Good Sam.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in the valley, and I own a business now here.
It's so
cool. About 10 years, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Tell me about your connection to the Puyallup, which you did, and the library.
Yeah, so the library, I remember the old library.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that building.
Yeah, the tiny one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I remember going to that library maybe when I was like 4 or 5
Aww,
years old. So
little Carl.
Yeah, and then I remember when this Taj Mahal was built here.
I know.
I think
true.
I was in 7th grade maybe.
Really?
And yeah, I remember coming here after junior high. And just,
oh, yeah.
It was like the place that had computers and stuff. So
exactly.
Everybody come hang out here.
Yeah, a lot of people still do that. Mm-hmm. This building is only 20 years old, but it still looks like it's brand new.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's so cool. Okay, now let's get into the questions that you chose. And you may have already covered this one, but your first one was, where did you grow up? Do you want to add anything about Puyallup, growing up in Puyallup?
Yeah, so grew up in the valley, went to, I was actually one of the first classes, I think, to Shaw Road Elementary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then moved on to Callis Junior High.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hear about that one all the time.
Yep, the old building and all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then I am a Puyallup High School graduate as well.
Oh, so, very cool.
Go Vikings.
Go Vikings.
Yes.
Sometimes we hear the games, you know, in the evenings here at the library when we're outside.
Nice.
Yeah.
So my mom's side is from Puyallup. So
that
side of my family has been here for a long time.
Wow.
The Helly family.
Uh-huh.
So my grandpa used to have a dairy farm across town, I believe, at one point in time. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
So much history.
Yeah, a lot of history. Growing up, I would hear some crazy stories.
I bet.
I'd meet somebody at school, and then I'd go to my grandpa's, and he'd be like, what's their last name? And
yeah.
You would tell him, and he'd be like, oh, I know so-and-so. Or
exactly.
So it was a lot different than my dad's side.
Yeah.
Which, my dad moved here from Germany, so.
Oh, from Germany.
Yeah, so that side of the family is a completely different type of story.
Oh, so, for sure. And you've been there several times to Germany.
I've been there once now.
Oh, just once?
Yeah.
I thought it was several times. Okay.
No, trying to get there several times.
But, yeah, good.
When I was there for almost a month, so.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's one of my dreams, too.
Recommend it to anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, let's go ahead and move on to your second question. This is a biggie. What is the most important lesson you've learned over your career?
This is a fun one. Mm-hmm. So this is for any leadership or mm-hmm. business owners out there. You got to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing I would say, is use failure mm-hmm. as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So observe what happened. Look around, ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ask your staff or members of your group or whoever,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I would also say the biggest thing is just push to help your team succeed
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's you got to work as a unit and
mm-hmm.
a group, and you all have to succeed with that. So
mm-hmm.
big push for that.
Yeah. That sounds really good. What about your customers? If they have an idea, do you listen to the customers' recommendations too?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to You want to hear that. Mm-hmm. You want feedback from you want feedback from everyone. That's how you grow.
Exactly. Really.
If you go in with a super, this is how it's going to be, I mean, the map has to be able to move.
Yep.
So that's a key thing.
Yeah.
And that's not just applicable to business, I feel like. It's applicable to, I mean, it's almost applicable to life pretty much. So
it's true.
You got to ride the roller coaster.
Yes, right.
And enjoy it as much as you can.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. How scary it is to come down off that roller coaster or go down a sharp hill, I guess, or whatever they would say.
Right.
Just hold on and it'll ride out.
Yep, that's true. Patience, I think, is another. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
patience.
I agree.
Patience, patience, patience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Alrighty, let's go to number three. If you didn't have your current career with Castle Motorsports, what occupation would you like to try?
I probably, if I didn't go into the world of mechanics and automobiles, I probably would have just continued pursuing music, I believe.
Really?
The older I am and reflecting on it now, I think I would have gone that route.
Do you play an instrument?
I do. I play drums or percussion.
That's right. That is coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But, well, you're going to have to come over and have a jam sesh at our house.
Oh, there we go.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. We only have one drum, but we don't have a whole kit. But you probably do.
Okay. I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. We're going to do it. I love that, Carl.
Yeah. It's something I don't think I came to terms with until like maybe 6 years ago or something like that. If it wasn't this, I probably would have gone that direction. And
maybe it'll be both. Okay, let's go to number five. Oh, this kind of ties in. Are you still friends with anyone from elementary school, high school, college?
So definitely in a sense of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary, I don't know. I mean, I have ran into people from elementary school.
Cool.
Before, and I've even junior high, but for high school, my closest friends are still from either high school or just out of high school. So.
Yeah, yep. So cool. Yeah, all right. Anything more you want to add about that one?
I can't really say much, I guess, other than just enjoy your friendships.
Yes, so. Yeah, that's great. Okay, number six is... and Carl asked to have an exception made on number six. We're not going to do one. We're going to do two. Two choices. If you had to eat two meals for the rest of your life, what would it be?
This was a hard question. That's why I had to do two.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Kahlua pork.
Ooh.
Yes. And then I'm going to go with my German roots and go with some schnitzel.
Oh, schnitzel and Kahlua pork, both meats.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. They sound delicious. So Kahlua pork must have Kahlua mixed in with the, does it marinate in that? Or
No, I don't think so at all.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's a Hawaiian dish.
Yeah.
But, I'm really hungry now. So.
I know, breakfast.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Good choices there. All right. So number seven. Wow, that's the last question too. And this is also a very important question. Who has been your biggest influence and what lessons did that person or people teach you?
This one was pretty difficult.
Yeah.
The older I've grown, I guess, the more I reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And lately I'd say this past year was my grandparents.
Aww.
Or my grandfather specifically.
What was his name?
So.
Or is his name?
I have four grandfathers.
Uh-huh.
I have my Grandpa Gene,
mm-hmm.
who is a heli, who mm-hmm. is from here. I have my Grandpa Johansson, who mm-hmm. is actually a doctor about two blocks away from here growing up.
That's so cool.
And then my Opa Fred, who came here from Germany.
Uh-huh.
And then my Opa Arnie as well.
Mm-hmm.
He was from, I think, Idaho, actually, originally. But him and my Oma met because he was in the military. So.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, just reflecting on them. I mean, my dad is obviously a huge influence as well.
Uh-huh.
But this past year has been my grandparents, just because, the little lessons I think that reflecting on has been huge. pretty big Husky fan. So my Grandpa Johansson was class of 53 at UW.
Aw, go Dogs.
Yo, yeah, go Dogs. And so watching, just reflecting, it also was really cool to talk to my grandma this past year during Husky football, obviously, and just bringing up a ton of memories. It was really cool. And then just my Grandpa Helly, just all these like little food things. He was huge about food, and I love food. And so like it's been really cool to just reflect on those things. And then just the discipline of life through Arnie, my Opa Arnie, and then my Opa Fred was definitely work. Like the process of work and
the ethics.
The ethics and just how to go about work.
Yeah. So wasn't one of your grandpas into cars and motor stuff? Yep. Which one or all or
So Opa Fred for sure.
Okay, gotcha.
He was really into it with my dad. And so that's really how this all began.
Yeah. It's just passed down.
A trickle effect of that one. So a huge influence from him, obviously.
I mean, I think sometimes it's genetic. I truly do, because of in my family, I've seen that too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah. So that's super cool. Did your dad, did he work in cars and mechanics and stuff too, or no? Just on the side?
He would just do it as a kid. Or when I was a kid, we were always just
always
fixing.
Tinkering.
Tinkering stuff, motorcycles, cars, whatever.
Yeah, gotcha.
He was a big air-cooled Volkswagen guy for a long time, so that's really what created the German car thing.
Yeah.
No, my dad has a completely opposite. He does flooring and countertops. So
there you go.
Completely different.
But working with his hands.
Working with his hands.
Mechanical, too.
Huge work ethic. He loves to work.
Yeah.
So.
Aw, that's awesome. Yeah. Hey, talk about a little bit about what Castle Motorsports is, because it is European cars that you guys work on, right?
Yeah, so we're specific to BMW, Mercedes, Audi.
Oh, yeah.
Volkswagen, Porsche. We do Maserati as well. And they dabble with a Land Rover and Jaguar, depending on where it falls, I guess. But yeah,
gotcha.
So yeah, just try pushing as much European.
So cool.
Yep, we're just right off of Pioneer, right by the brand new Safeway complex near Shaw Road.
Right.
So if you know where that little warehouse complex, it's over the train tracks. We're right in there. Yeah. So we've been there about 10 years.
Yeah. So cool. It's a great space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of hidden, but not hidden because it's on the main road.
And big enough. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, right. Depends on how many things you got going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Okay. Well, let's get to a couple questions that I ask at the very end. And since you have a lot of recommendations, I'm really excited to hear about this. What books would you like to recommend and why? And then give us the title and the author if you have the author too.
Okay.
Okay.
So the first one I would start out with, this would go for anybody in a leadership position. It's a pretty simple title. So it's called Leadership and Self-Deception. It's by the Arbinger Institute.
Okay.
It really makes you open your eyes on perspectives of how to work with your team.
Gotcha.
Is what I got out of it. I've read it probably 3 times now.
Oh, fantastic. So that's a good recommendation.
I would recommend it. At one point, I was really wanting my whole team and staff to read it. You know,
yeah.
It goes. But it really helps open your eyes on that and thinking inside a box, outside of a box. Perception, understanding that there's more than just one piece on a team.
Oh, so true. And each person is unique to themselves.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yep. I'm going to go with away from a business style or management book. I just finished this one maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's called Lost Boy.
Okay.
It's by Christina Harry.
Uh-huh.
I caught it on some pop, it was like a probably Instagram, like pop-up or something. It was like, tell me, it gave you like a quick summary of the book.
Yeah.
So I had to read it. And it's on the perspective of Captain Hook.
Oh, my gosh.
And how Peter Pan is, might not be a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's perfect.
It's really.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really good, and it will really throw you for a,
yeah.
for a loop on, like, wow, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of giving you a different perspective of what you're actually being perceived, I guess, from, you know, growing up with Peter Pan. Everybody loves Peter Pan, but. It's like, was Captain Hook actually wrong? We don't know.
This is so good. I love stories like that.
Yes. So I would strongly recommend that one.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite movies, too.
Okay.
But so from the movie, I had to read the book.
Yes.
And it's The Godfather.
Oh, I Mario read Puzo. That a long, long, long time ago.
It's a big book.
It's a big book. It's, but it's good.
It's so good.
So good.
It's I mean, it's as good as a movie. So.
Exactly. Yeah, those are classics.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So
those characters.
Yes.
I mean, they're like real to us.
Yeah, I mean, you can see personalities in all those characters there. So it's really cool.
That's a great recommendation.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a really intimidating book as to how big it is.
It
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I mean, what's your fourth one?
And the final one, I'm going to go back to like a leadership slash management.
Okay.
Probably your... However you want to apply it.
But yeah.
It's Find Your Why by Simon Sinek.
Okay. Very good.
And the why behind everything you do. You do, your team does, the business does, your job, sitting in traffic.
Yep.
Going to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Why?
Why?
Yeah. So big push for that one.
Okay.
I probably had about 20 other books, honestly, yeah. Deb. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were such a reader.
Sometimes.
Libby?
What's that?
Do you use Libby? Like download books?
Oh, yeah. I've done it. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so get to the library, everyone.
Get to the library, everybody, and get some good books.
Yes.
Changes your life. Yes. I love it. Well, I can't thank you enough, Carl. We've wanted to do this for a long time, and we made it happen. I'm proud of us.
I'm excited.
Me too. So what else? I can't think of any other questions. Can you think of any for me?
Yeah, I have some. I have two, I think.
Oh, my actually. Gosh. Okay.
So first one is what's new to the library right now?
Oh, my gosh. What's new to the library?
Coming.
Okay, coming. Well, we have a new teen area that is going to be being built soon, and that is a remodel of upstairs. It's going to be super cool. There's going to be a lot of new features, especially for teens. And we're really proud of that and really excited. Things are moving along there. Another thing I would say is this podcast is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're trying to get it out there and get people to listen because it's all about the people out there in Puyallup and the library. So, yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, and then the next question is, How would somebody go about getting a book if you guys don't have it?
Here? Oh, that is such a good question. We grow our collection actually by requests from our patrons, and that's pretty rare. It's also very cool. So if you have something that we don't want to that you want to read that we don't have, just ask us because if we can, it can fit in our budget. We will order it and have it for you in a couple weeks or less. Usually, it's less. But sure, you can call us, you can write us an email, or come to any desk here at the library and ask. Of course, we'll look and see if we have it for you first. But yeah, a couple of the books that you mentioned, we'll have to see if we can get for our collection too.
Awesome.
So yeah, I know we have The Godfather. I'm not sure about the other three. Lost Boy rings a bell though, so
okay. That
one we might have. So. Anyway, yeah, that's a great question. So all you folks out there who might not be able to find something, ask us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I just have one more point. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just thought of this.
But, okay.
This is for the high school automotive program at Puyallup High School. So we are,
yeah.
I'm on the board for their advisory program.
Oh, well, I love this.
But if any of the high school automotive kids, I don't even think you won't have to even be in automotive class. You just have to be wanting to pursue an automotive career path and go to tech school. Is our company is working on doing a scholarship for those kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And so hopefully... I don't know if we're going to make the cut for this year, but
yeah.
for next year, for sure.
Yeah.
Keep a lookout. And
Oh, that is so
cool. We're
going
to be releasing a scholarship for those kids to keep pursuing.
So. And so will you have them come and do some training with them?
No, so it'll just be a scholarship for anybody that wants to continue. So
it's not even to go to school.
Yeah, to go to school.
Oh, so, Carl, that's so wonderful.
Yeah, so
yeah, thank
you. I just thought of that, and I was like, I want to get a quick push. If there is any kids out there that are
thinking about it.
Yeah, thinking about it. You're already kind of a hands-on mechanic type of kid. Or, just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
And we want to kind of help push for the growth of technical training in schools. So
exactly.
Even if it doesn't benefit us in any sort of way as a business, it doesn't matter. We want to help. Help the industry.
Yes. And so it's and help kind of the community.
Help the community, exactly.
Yeah, where you grew up. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
It's so perfect, Carl.
Sorry to change the vibe at the end of the minute or the end of this. But
I'm so glad you thought of it.
Just thought of it last minute.
That's so cool. Yeah. So any kids out there, hook up with Carl at Castle Motorsports.
Yeah, I think they'll. It should be going through the school too.
Yeah, so, your counselor, school.
Yeah, counselor. Or probably reach out to Mr. Tamasi at Puyallup High School.
There you go.
Yeah,
perfect. Right. Well, this has been wonderful, Carl. I can't thank you enough.
It's been so fun.
Maybe we'll have to do a part two.
That'd be cool.
Okay. All right. Well, have a great day, and thank you so much for coming to the library and being such a vibrant part of our community here in Puyallup.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Everybody have a good morning out
there. Okay. Yep. You too.